Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, my friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
In all ages, there are those who appear to be the descendants of Diotrephes, who John describes as loving to have the preeminence. They desire to sit in the chief seats and take unto themselves various titles. The only title to which the sons of God should aspire to is to be as those believers at Antioch, and the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. It is not clear if this was applied to them by outsiders or that by which they themselves desire to be known by. Likely it was the former. The term Christian literally means a follower or imitator of Christ. Being a Christian is not simply belonging to a religion which adopts the doctrine of Christ. It is not to be defined by some moral persuasion, political affiliation, or family ties. Rather, to be a Christian is to renounce all reliance, effort, or ground of hope which is not found in Jesus Christ and Him crucified. We often hear this term applied to our nation by some well-meaning but deluded folks. No nation upon this earth is a Christian nation. A nation could have been founded by men who themselves were Christians, but that term cannot be applied to the resulting governed body, any more than a man can be born again by the power and will of the flesh. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Paul says, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named." Some would try to make a grand distinction between the Father and the Lord Jesus, as if you could have one without the other. The name by which the sons of God are named is the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the fullness of the Godhead bodily. He has that name which is above all names. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. We marvel at the revelation of himself to Philip when he said, "Have I been so long time with you, and yet thou hast not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father?" Yet this was no new revelation, since Isaiah had prophesied the same thing when he wrote, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Thus John speaks of his coming. "No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him." Christ came into the world to do the will of his Father in redeeming that people which were given to him in an eternal covenant. He has been set upon the holy hill of the Lord as king and ruler of a kingdom whose government and peace shall be without end. Yes, beloved, he is that one of whom the whole family of God in heaven and earth is named. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Isaiah writes of a day which appeared to him a great ways off, but now we see has come to pass. "And in that day seven women shall take hold of one man, saying, We will eat our own bread and wear our own apparel. Only let us be called by thy name to take away our reproach." Is this not the desire of every one of those quickened sons of God, as they are given ears to hear the glorious news of Christ? They want to be married to no other, even if it means being a doorkeeper in the house of God or eating crumbs which fall from his table. "In that day shall the branch of the Lord be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth shall be excellent and comely for them that are escaped of Israel. And it shall come to pass that he that is left in Zion, and he that remaineth in Jerusalem, shall be called holy, even every one that is written among the living in Jerusalem. Oh, he has taken away our reproach, and there remains no condemnation for those who are called by his name. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it." No man can know that name except he be given a mind to desire Jesus Christ, the righteous. By what name are you known?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.